The current coronavirus pandemic has brought unusual times. We have lost our normal freedom to move about in our community, travel when and where we wish, and to assemble as a church. Some have suffered financial losses in their investments, and some may have suffered loss of hours on the job and thus loss of income. In our lesson on April 5th, we looked at Christ's teaching designed to help us overcome worry and anxiety that may assail us. And on April 12th, we looked at five things Paul discussed in his letter to the Philippians that can enable us to enjoy the peace of God that will guard our hearts and minds in the face of these and all circumstances. These lessons are available on the website. Today, we want to consider ways that these unpleasant times we are in can actually provide opportunity for spiritual benefit. First, it can cause us to look at ourselves and do a character check. We are separated from our brethren that we normally assemble with due to this virus and the civil laws regarding social distancing. This can provide us a revived awareness of the value and beauty of brotherly love and fellowship enjoyed in the assemblies of the local church. Paul, in prison, could not enjoy this interaction, but his brethren were always on his heart, and he longed to be with them. He wrote to the Philippians, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy and my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart. God is my witness how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus." Philippians 1, 3-5, 7-8. This imprisonment would last about 2 years, and previous to that, he had been in confinement for about 3 years, for a total of about 5 years. During this time, he was unable to assemble with brethren and enjoy the fellowship of worshiping with them. These experiences he dearly treasured and longed for the opportunity to renew that interaction. We may take assembling with the saints for granted, as it is our tradition week by week. But times like these can cause us to reflect and see how valuable and encouraging these assemblies can be, and how much we miss them when they're taken away from us. How the real and potential financial losses of these tumultuous times impacts us can also be a window into our character. In Matthew 6:19, Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth." By lay up or store up, he is not talking about transferring funds, but about how much concern, effort, and sacrifice we demonstrate for earthly treasures. Are they always on our minds, what we talk about, and what concerns us the most? Why is this important? Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Thus, Jesus said it can impact our character. In this connection, he talked about our eye being clear or our eye being bad. If we have the clarity of vision to see the exceeding value of the heavenly treasures of his kingdom, we will lay up treasures in heaven. That is, they will be what we think about, talk about, and exert our effort toward. If we cannot clearly see and properly evaluate the surpassing riches of the kingdom of heaven, our eye is bad, and we may try to serve God and Mammon, the God of riches, for we serve the God who provides the things that are most important to us. But Jesus said you cannot do both. This divided allegiance will not work. Later in this discourse, Jesus points out that the worry and anxiety that grabs hold of us and turns us away from the heavenly priorities is really a display of our faith. When he said, "O men of little faith," verse 30. So once again, these unusual times can be a character check, Do we see clearly the value of Christ's rule in our hearts and seek first His kingdom and His righteousness? Verse 33. The virus in this pandemic can be a real threat to our personal health and that of our loved ones. This can be a good time to reevaluate our estimation of our physical well-being versus our spiritual well-being. In Luke 16, beginning in verse 20, we read, "And a certain poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores." Lazarus was a poor, poor man with miserable physical health. In contrast, verse 19 tells us about a rich man who habitually dressed in purple and fine linen, gaily living in pleasure every day. Then they died. Immediately their situations were reversed. Verse 22, "Now it came about that the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Now the poor, poor man with really bad health is rich and enjoying sublime comfort. The rich man has lost everything and is racked with torment." We live in a society that places high value on physical health, and it is good to take care of ourselves. But these unusual times can serve as a character check as to which is more important to us. Which are we more concerned about? Which do we do more to protect and nourish, our physical well-being or our spiritual well-being? The social distancing practices that separates us from our brethren in these unusual times is certainly not something we would choose, nor is it something that we enjoy. Yet, as unpleasant as these things are, it can provide us spiritual benefit if it causes us to appreciate and practice brotherly love. Peter encouraged Christians to fervently love one another from the heart, 1 Peter 1, 22. Look at the judgment day scene of Matthew 25, 39 and 40. "And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." But in these unusual times, by not coming to our brethren, but distancing ourselves from them, we are showing our love for them by trying to protect them. It is an act of love. The elders have chosen to dismiss the assemblies of the local congregation in their concern and love for the physical well-being of Christ's brothers here in Humble. Brethren are attempting to respect social distancing in their concern for their brothers. This is not the same as those who do not care to be with their brethren, do not love them, and are not concerned about them. Rather, in this case, those who are making a choice not to intermingle with their brethren are doing so because they do love their brethren. Paul, isolated from his brethren by being in prison, regularly prayed for and about his brethren. In Ephesians 1, 15 and 16, he wrote, "For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Though separated from his brethren, Paul was thankful for their faith and love, and thanked God regularly in prayer for them. In Philippians 1:3-5, again while in prison, Paul wrote, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now." He also prayed that his brethren would abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, verses 9 and 10. being separated from our brethren and unable to assemble during these unusual times can help us to appreciate our brethren and motivate us to thank God in prayer for them, for their faith, their love, and their devotion to Christ, and in brotherly love, to continue to pray for their spiritual well-being. The Hebrew writer encouraged the Christians he wrote to encourage one another day after day, Hebrews 3:12. But how? We are not together. I do not know how the Hebrews to whom this letter was written would do this day after day. They did not have automobiles, email, text, or phones. But we do. If we focus on demonstrating and practicing brotherly love, we can think of ways to use the means at our disposal to encourage one another day after day. We can mail a card or letter, send an email or text, or make a phone call to check on our brethren and let them know we care about them, though we are apart. So, are these bad times? Yes. If you consider the disease, financial losses, disruption in our normal lives. But, with the Holy Spirit's guidance, we can turn these bad times into times of spiritual benefit for ourselves and for our brethren.